The most reputable survey organization, mainstream survey organization, is the Pew Research, P-E-W, and they often produce surveys of public opinion around the world. And right after the year anniversary marking the U.S. attack on Iraq, they published a survey of European opinion about the United States a year after Iraq, and they reached a conclusion that exactly Stop the Press's discovery, most Europeans hate the United States. So didn't have to do a big survey to figure that one out, but okay. But they were curious, so they asked the question about the question of the new anti-Semitism and, you know, what are the attitudes towards Jews in Europe? And what they found, though it was completely unreported here, what they found was not only was there no evidence of a new anti-Semitism, but comparing their results for three countries with what they found in 1991, namely Great Britain, France, and Germany, they found there's actually been a substantial diminution, a lessening of anti-Semitism in Europe. Jews are more favorably regarded than ever in Europe, which frankly even came as a surprise to myself, that there's been a diminishing of anti-Semitism in Europe, as far as the surveys can tell. Let's take the case of what's supposedly the most notorious instance of anti-Semitism, namely the question of France. Well, let's look at the general picture first. The general picture is there have been several studies that have been produced, major studies, on the European anti-Semitism. Two in particular, they both are called Manifestations of Anti-Semitism, put out by the European Center, it's called for Study of Racism and Xenophobia, the acronym they use is RACSIN. They put out a study a couple of months, around a half year ago, and another study about a couple of months ago. Big fat studies, one of them was done by a German Jewish center, which is completely loony. I'm gonna leave that aside for a moment and look at the second one, which is much better, much more authoritative. What did they find? Well, let's look at the general picture. The general picture is, in these era of this new anti-Semitism, where we're told, if you read Abraham Foxman, you know, much I lament it if you do. If you read Abraham Foxman, this is the worst outbreak of anti-Semitism since the Nazis came to power. If you read Gabriel Schoenfeld, he put out a book recently called The Return of Anti-Semitism. He's the editor of Commentary Magazine. He says, quote, I think it's on page 8, he says, quote, Jews are targeted for murder in the United States. You know, this is the real thing. It's not just Kristallnacht. This is the final solution for Jews in the United States. As you can easily tell from walking down the streets of New York, it's the final solution. What does the data show? The data shows for the two-year period that they examined the period roughly from January 2002 to the present, until January 2004. For the two-year period, no Jew has been killed in that period in Europe. There have been 5 cases of people who suffered injuries serious enough to warrant going to a hospital, a case of someone who needed stitches, someone who suffered contusions, 5 cases in all of Europe of Jews who needed some sort of medical care. There have been, let's narrow the focus for a moment and turn to what's supposedly the worst case of the outbreak of anti-Semitism, namely the case of France. In France, you have 2 cases of the 5 I mentioned, 2 cases of people who were required hospitalization. There were two cases in France. There were 3 cases of attacks on Jewish communal property, a school bus, I think 2 synagogues, but I'm not too sure. But 3 cases of attacks on Jewish communal property in that two-year period. It should be pointed out that these attacks, all of them I mentioned, they occurred within the same weeks as Operation Defensive Shield and the siege of Jenin. There are no reports of attacks on Jews or Jewish property in the year 2003, according to reports. Everything happens in April 2002. Okay, those attacks are bad, no question about it. Even though they're nothing, they're not the final solution, they're not Kristallnacht, they're not anything, but they're bad. But what does the public opinion survey show? Well, they've examined France fairly closely. The public opinion survey show that 89% of the French people say they see no difference between a French Jew and a French person in general. Complete absence of anti-Semitism. What's quite striking, incidentally, is, and it will come as a surprise to many of you, as it did to the people who authored the report, that among Muslim French, there is more opposition to anti-Semitism than among French generally. Muslim young people are actually more opposed to anti-Semitism, at least as far as one can judge from the public opinion surveys, than French generally. The talk about the new anti-Semitism is just sheer hysteria. Well, where does it come from? There has to be some substance to the claims. And the substance is, I think it's three parts. Part of it is sheer fraud. A lot of the incidents that are claimed are simply made up. They're fraudulent. They're concocted, literally. I was curious about some of them because for those of you who follow this literature, there's a claim about a massive, rampant, raging anti-Semitism on college campuses across the country. That struck me as very peculiar. I've taught at many universities, not out of choice, but I've been around the block several times in universities. So I have a wider experience than I think any other person in professional life teaching. I've been everywhere. The one thing you can say about college campuses nowadays, for better or for worse, is it's simply impossible to say anti-Semitic, or for that matter, anti-black, or anti-gay, or anti-women things on campus. For better or for worse, there's this reign of political correctness, and you just can't do it. You know, if there's any kind of intimation on a college campus nowadays of anti-Semitism or anti-black racism or whatever, you know, they call 20 meetings, they have 50 seances, and, you know, it's loony. I think it's loony, the kind of political correctness. But the idea, as they some people say, and if you read these internet exchanges, that one woman wrote, who was the head of the Hillel at San Francisco State University, she says, "I walked across college campus, and everywhere there was the slogan, 'Jews equal Nazis.'" That's just ridiculous. Anyone who's on a college campus knows that's not possible. As I said, for better or for worse, I think part of it is for the better. The climate is more humane. It's more decent. For worse, because I think it's stifled a lot of free exchange and discussion, and people no longer say what they feel. They just say what's politically correct to spare themselves the hysteria if they say something wrong. Politically incorrect, which I'm not in favor of. I think it's had a very damaging effect, though I have to recognize the positive effect, which is good, namely that people feel comfortable about the learning experience and that they're welcome in the classroom. That's good. But the other side is not good, in my opinion. Finding the right balance is not easy, and I don't want to pretend you can. In any case, so I was curious about these incidents, which I opened up Gabriel Schoenfeld's book. He said, at the University of Chicago, a professor refused to supervise a thesis on Judaism and Zionism. Well, it happens, much to my chagrin. I'm currently in exile in Chicago, my Nechba. I got stuck in Chicago. And University of Chicago is nearby. I rang up the Center for Jewish Life, the Hillel. I said, "Can you tell me about this incident?" They said, "We never heard of it." Okay, so I called up the Chicago administration, the administrative offices. "Can you tell me about it?" They said, "Well, the first we ever heard about it is we read about it in the Jerusalem Post. We didn't even know about it." So we checked with the history department. They said what happened was there was a professor asked to supervise a thesis on Judaism and Zionism. Her specialty happened to have been medieval history. She didn't know about the subject, so she told the student to go to another professor. And that became an example of anti-Semitism. Okay, now some of you, since I'm told this is an audience that's left of center, it doesn't mean you're going to get arrested on the way out. I was just told that. Some of you are readers of Tikkun. Who here reads Tikkun? Raise your hand. Okay, only two people have to suffer with that. Okay, so Tikkun is sort of the left liberal Jewish magazine run by this fellow named Rabbi Lerner. And they had, like everybody else, they had a big story, the new anti-Semitism on their cover a few months ago. Everybody had to have a story on that. U.S. News and World Report had a big cover story with letters this size, the new anti-Semitism, New York Magazine, the new anti-Semitism, everywhere hither and yon, new anti-Semitism. So the cocoon joins in. They have this woman named Miriam Greenspan write an article on the new anti-Semitism. It's 15 pages, single space. It's an ordeal. It's an ordeal, for sure, especially since she has no idea what she's talking about, which makes it a bigger ordeal. And she also admits she doesn't know what she's talking about, which is at least honest. So she has in her first paragraph, she says, Jewish student in Yarmulke assaulted by Arab in Yale dormitory. That's odd. Yale? That doesn't sound right to me. 40% of the undergraduate body, student body is Jewish. It doesn't seem like the place for pogroms to be happening. So I was curious. I call up the Yale University, the Center for Jewish Life, the Hillel. Can you tell me about the anti-Semitic incident I read about in Tikkun? She says, I never heard of it. I then called up the Yale administration. Can you tell me about it? Never heard of it. Okay, that's odd. I then email Miriam Greenspan. Can you tell me about this? Don't get an answer. Email her again. Don't get an answer. So then I email Michael Lerner, the editor of Tikkun. Can you find out about this? He then sends me, CCs me a copy of an email he sent Miriam Greenspan saying, well, Miriam, I think this is a legitimate query. You should answer it. So she answers it. She said, quote, I heard about it on Pat Robertson's 700 Club. That was her source. That was her source. So then I was curious about this one I mentioned earlier, a woman named Ms. Zoloth, who was the head of the Hillel at San Francisco State University. And she says, you know, walking across campus, all I see is Jews equal Nazis, and we were attacked, and the police just stood there when the Arabs attacked us, and so on and so forth. Well, I was curious about that. So I talked to people in the Bay Area. I can't name them because they're, you know, they have prominence and they won't be associated with me, and that's fair enough. No, it is. So I asked them about this, and they said, well, you know, one of them, I can't even tell you that because it gives too much information, but he said that, well, she used to be a member of a Marxist-Leninist organization called Line of March, and she still has that mental framework from her Marxist-Leninist days. I talked to the person who replaced her, and he said the same thing. You know, this is all just fabricated. It's sheer lunacy. It's just a large part of it is just made up out of thin air. That's one part, the part that's sheer fraud and nonsense. You know, one of the main books that came out a few months ago after the ADL started its attack, there was a book that came out by this woman named Phyllis Chesler. It's called Women and it's called A New Anti-Semitism. And Phyllis Chesler made her reputation by writing this book called Women and Madness. And judging by this current book, you could see she does have expertise in her original field. So the book is, you know, it's completely loony. It's nutty. I was telling people a story this afternoon. One of the students is the head of the Hillel at DePaul University, a former student of mine, and a decent enough fellow. He dropped by my office a few days ago, and he says, we're having a speaker this evening who may interest you to come. I said, well, who are you having? They said, we're having Phyllis Chesler. I said, look, Phyllis Chesler, how much are you paying her? $5,000, because that's the numbers they charge nowadays, or $10. They get big money. I said, how much is it? He says, well, I said, $5,000. He says, thereabouts, which means $10. I know, and he doesn't want to tell me. So I said to him, come on, Steve. If I were you, use the $10,000 to give out free latkes at the ball, and you'll get more friends than if you have Phyllis Chesler, because she's a complete embarrassment. She's an idiot. She's an imbecile. So his face drops, and he says to me, well, what do you mean she's an imbecile? I said, look, I have the book on her shelf. I read it a couple of times because I'm using it for something I'm writing. I get the book. I said, look, turn to page 116. He turns to page 116. I said, look what she says. She says in the top of page 116, she says, hundreds of thousands of Jews after 1948 fled from Arab countries like India. I said, I said, Steve, I'm serious. And she says it twice. It's not a typo. It's there twice. I say, Steve, and he's a bright guy, bright fellow, no question about it. Wrote the best quality papers in my class when I had him. I said, Steve, now India is not an Arab country. He says to me, well, maybe she meant Geo. I said, Steve, stop. We're not playing this game. India is not an Arab country. Language, Indian, religion, Hindu, it's not an Arab country. Let's stop. Okay, he said, all right, I'll agree. It's not an Arab country. But then I said, she has a long praise for Arab dissidents who are willing to take on, you know, the Arab monsters. And one of the persons she praises is Aung Lee, the Arab Muslim woman from Arab Burma. I said, Steve, she's not Arab. She's not Muslim. She's Buddhist. Burma is Buddhist. This woman is an imbecile, you know? And they're cited as the authorities. They are the authorities in the topic. Her book is the main, her book and Schoenfeld's book are now the two main books on the new anti-Semitism. So a lot of it, you know, is a mixture of sheer fabrication and sheer lunacy.